And this is affecting us locally, William, and statewide. Because I don't know if anybody has noticed, but what started off as just a couple of cases and a couple of restaurants and us making some jokes about it has now got me a little bit concerned. Because now you're talking about hundreds of cases between Pinellas County, Pasco County, I think up to over 100 cases in Hillsborough County. I think Sarasota is like the lowest with just, I think, 20 cases, somewhere around there.
I'm looking at a chart. 2018 had a total of 548 cases, which is almost a double increase from the previous year.
Yeah.
2019 to date, 1,037 cases already, and it's only May.
So it's definitely on the rise. It's at a concerning level when it comes to something like, I don't know, I haven't seen an outbreak in this. I don't remember really in my adult life to where it was a problem, you know? Just a handful of cases here. Now, I remember right after 9/11, there was a little outbreak in Pasco County.
Of course there was.
Yeah.
God love Pasco.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Polk.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. Which Polk, I think, is the number one county right now, Polk and Pinellas. And we're talking about, in case you did not know, talking about hepatitis A, folks. It is on the rise. And really, all you can do to avoid it is wash your damn hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
What
wash
the hell is wrong with you,
man?
People?
Yeah. Like, wash your dirty ass hands.
A recent study says only 67% of people wash their hands after using the bathroom.
That's so disgusting.
That
man.
Is
yeah,
filthy.
Man. Especially
animals.
Poo-poo time. You know?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah.
There's literally no excuse not to. Like, none. There's no excuse.
No. Unless there's no soap, but go find some
even
soap.
Like, yeah. Man. And if you can't, just at least rinse and scrub while you rinse.
And if you work
know,
in a like, restaurant.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
My God. Yeah, and that's where
you
all
work around
are.
My food. Wash your ugh. Assy hands because that's the, look, that's the basic way you're spreading it. It's ass to my mouth, and I don't want it. Wash your dirty ass hands.
Hope this is edited. Now make that motherfucker. Nice.
Thank you, just in case. My God. Yeah, wash your dirty ass hands. So gross. I mean, that's just bottom line.
It's so easy to get. It comes basically through poopy.
Yes!
Pretty much. I don't know if you heard about this story, but a Florida man was citing his First Amendment rights.
Oh, my God.
After
dump. Yeah.
Why wasn't that edited?
Wow.
What is wrong with you?
I told you.
You were supposed to be edited. You jerks.
Anyway, I don't know if you heard this, Johnny.
No, what happened?
But a man cited his First Amendment rights
Have I told you about what girly drinks I love?
Stop it, though. I don't want to hear it. That's not what we're talking about right now. But he had a, he eats.
What did he eat, Will?
Oh, in the bumper sticker?
Yeah.
Ass.
Oh.
Ass.
That's exactly what it says.
Yes. I didn't know if that was a thing that I could
separation
mention.
Between.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. See how we did that?
Yes. Yeah.
Ass.
Thank
man.
God. I thought you were going to do it again. I was waiting for it. I was like, I'm just going to let this fat idiot hang himself. Go ahead.
The last 5 minutes of this segment is going to be just dumped.
So the guy got pulled over because his bumper sticker says, I eat donkey.
It did. Yeah. And
God damn, that was loud.
It's
sorry.
A violation of the state's obscenity laws, I guess. I didn't know Florida had any of those. I thought it was kind of a free-for-all.
I thought it was, too. I guess you can't have cursing on a bumper sticker so kids can read it. I know that. I think they just passed something because didn't they outlaw the balls hanging from your bumper?
Did
I
they?
Still see those.
I think they did. I think they took the balls away.
Those are stupid, but I also don't want the government to ban those.
I'm proud of whoever invented them and got rich from balls
dangling.
Yeah, no
kidding.
I saw a pair on a bicycle. They make them for bicycles now, which is so funny because it's supposed to be like a big, tough, redneck truck thing.
Yeah.
I got balls on my F-150. But if you got balls on your Schwinn, that's just funny to me. I don't know. Let's go to the phone real fast. David, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Yeah, hi, Johnny B. Love you to pieces, brother.
Oh, thanks.
I understand about the Hep A because my dad actually had Hep C, and he survived it by getting the necessary treatment.
Yeah, you got to get you got to get vaccinated and stuff.
He had to actually get like transfusions.
Oh, transfusions.
Oh, I think they don't nuke your
flush
it's like
your
chemo,
blood out.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
For Hep C.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like chemoing of your blood cells.
What's the difference between Hep C and Hep A?
Oh, big difference. Actually, Hep A is like they have a real like a cure for it.
Yeah, they have a vaccine, like, and you can just go get medicine, and you'll be all right. I mean, what are the chances of dying from Hep A? Do we know the numbers on that? Because, I mean,
I don't know the statistics on that, but I know before my dad actually got the treatment, he was actually they gave him 6 months to live.
Good God.
Yeah, and he survived it because he fought it, and it's like they've actually come up with a cure for it. So
okay.
I was like, oh, my God, they came up with something since smallpox.
I wish they would cure obesity, dude. This is the only thing that really concerns me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, David. I'm happy for you and your pop.
And so am I, and I hope everybody that has the Hep A does do like you say, wash your hands.
Wash your ass hands.
Tampa Bay, you nasty.
Yeah, man, we all nasty, brother. The whole country is looking at us like we're gross. Thanks, David. Appreciate you. Yeah, like the whole country right now, Florida already has this stupid stigma being stupid, all the Florida man stories and all that. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to shove the alligators in their pants and do dumb things. And now we have Hep.
I know, and it's so preventable. That's the big thing that really bugs me about this whole thing. 'Cause you can wash your hands, you can get vaccinated. It really disturbs me, though, that, like I said, this comes from poopy.
We're dirty
people.
And
this is mostly happening in restaurants is where people are finding out that they have this thing. These are people who are making our food. What the hell?
Yeah, the people that should be washing their hands the most are the dirtiest people.
Hep A and B can be passed through either bodily fluids or... I think food and things of that nature, but Hep C can only be transmitted
Sex.
Through blood.
Yeah.
Just blood is the only way you can get Hep C, but it is
according to Hep A. No. A. No. Hep A. No. A. No.
I knew what you am.
You gotta wash your stupid ass hands. Hey. Working in the back at goddamn you lay. Just wash your hands, man. This shouldn't be news.
It shouldn't
have to
really
be told.
I want to know if anybody's been pulled over for a dirty bumper sticker. You know what I mean? Because I, when I was young, I had dumb bumper stickers. But I wouldn't mark up my car now. I hate bumper stickers. Even the political ones are the worst.
They are,
But anything, like, you're not cute. And guess what, fat lady? If you have catitude on your car.
Dog mom. That's my
dog
favorite
mom
one.
Catitude. You know what that tells me? No ding-dong in your life. None. Zero.
I know.
Yeah, you have a catitude.
It's one of those things where they're trying to signal that they're really happy.
Yeah.
You. They're like, I actually really don't want a man.
Yeah.
I really like my dog. And
a lot.
Tears welling up in her
eyeballs. Get a bumper sticker of a vagina with cobwebs on it. Way better.